Yeah. Got good rhythm. I used to play the drums and the guitar.
Give us a sneak peek. Come clap Vit real quick. It's like...
It hurt the first time it went in. When she put it in the first time, it almost tore me in half. No, I'm just kidding.
Inconsiderate or needy, Ian?
There needs to be more empathy on both sides.
Whack. Inconsiderate. Welcome back to Under the Influence. We've got a very special episode today. The was that?
It was my evil laugh.
No cussing.
Oh, yeah, no cussing. We want to make some money on this episode because it's a big one. I feel pressure trying to say it.
I just want to come out.
No. You got to build it up. We're about to tell y'all a crazy secret.
Something crazy.
Wait, what is it about?
Anyways.
Yeah, I was like, I can't tell. She's
me
joking.
And Vit are dating.
Yeah, for the past year, we've been making out behind camera.
Secretly fucking.
All right, do it on camera now.
Anyways, you wanna? I'm going to let you say it because it's a big moment for y'all right now.
So as
My name is Vit Trap.
My name is Wutok.
My name is Esther.
My name is Jeremy, and we are sponsored by
Nectar Hard Seltzer.
Unique Asian flavors, no weird aftertaste. Get the Paradise Pack, link in bio.
I'm literally so nervous about this that I forgot that we do like an intro. Oh, and we got Ian behind the camera. He doesn't have a camera yet. He hasn't been promoted to camera, but he has a mic. Ian,
say
speak.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
That's Ian.
Why are you nervous?
Huh?
Why are you nervous?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
It's a big day for me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
should I just say it?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeremy.
So as you guys know, you know, Esther has taken a fancy to me, but who wouldn't, you know? But we've actually been dating for a whole year.
Secretly dating. They lied to you.
For a whole year.
They fucking lied to you.
Just letting you know, I didn't lie to you guys because I wanted to. This guy wanted to keep me a secret.
Jeremy was embarrassed.
Why are you so loud, man?
He's excited.
Hey,
I'm excited.
Ian, turn him down a little
This
bit.
Is a big moment for me, man.
Yeah, listen. No, I think for me it was always that I wanted, what is that term where it's like you want it private but not private but not secret. That's what it is.
It's called a lie.
No, you are completely secret.
I was completely secret because here's why. First, when she started taking an interest,
I've got questions prepared, but what, just start with why did you feel that you wanted to keep it private?
Because one, there's a work relationship. We started off as a work relationship, so that could get extremely sticky. Uh-huh. So I had to know.
As it does sometimes, would you say?
It's rainbows and butterflies, my friend. number two,
why are y'all sitting? This is the farthest I've seen y'all sit from each other
ever.
And you're coming out.
We're mad at each other right now.
she's
but the show must go on.
But number two was that if it didn't work out for whatever reasons, then I would never have to publicize it. And it would just, we'd go on with our lives.
You don't want to milk your relationship for views?
Nah, ain't about that life.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Motherfucker, you
should have
gotten to a different industry then. You're on a podcast.
Nah. I have some boundaries in relation to a relationship, especially now that we're in the public eye. But she disagrees with me on them. But we fight about it secretly.
what are those disagreements?
Like, he meant to say that I was ugly, but he had to say all that long stuff.
Damn, is that what you meant?
Yeah. No,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
Shit.
I just don't ever want to be making, like, I don't feel like... some of my life I want to keep private, and I don't feel like I owe people answers. And I think that once you start talking more about your relationship publicly, like, there could be things that happen that the audience doesn't know about, and then they take sides or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I never want to be in a position where I have to put her on blast.
And you
I'm just kidding.
All right, man, can you
audience,
sit down?
Viewers, please try to respect our boundaries, and please allow us to make our own decisions. Don't come at him. Don't come at me.
Come at her.
Maybe come at him when he's being a douche, you know, but in a nice way.
But so I totally agree with that. When you guys first said that you didn't want to like publicize it, I was like, what the fuck? Why? But I totally get it because I can easily see the comments. Like, you guys are in an argument. If we make it too mm-hmm. like open on the podcast. Everyone's going to have their own opinion. Like, it already annoys me when they have an opinion on something stupid, like what flavor ice cream is the best. And then, so yeah, I could only imagine. But today I have convinced them, we have convinced them to answer any and every question that me and Mr. Trap have prepared for the lovely secret couple that have been lying to you for a year. Remember that. Remember that.
What is it? What's your guys' anniversary?
It was, we made it official in like December.
December what?
I don't know.
You don't know either?
Maybe it was like, maybe it was like Christmas time or something.
Hey, Loki,
like
I remember coming back from, ayahuasca.
Yeah.
And you said that you had a lot of thoughts about your relationship with Esther after that. That shit was funny. And I think you guys started officially dating like right after that.
Yeah, sometime around that. So that was mid-December.
That was mid-December.
Mid-December. Okay.
Because I remember I left to New York for a month right after. Mm-hmm. So I left December 19th.
Yeah, we've been dating before that, but not official until December. It was December.
What does dating mean?
You guys don't have an anniversary?
I don't give a fuck about that, man. I'm just like
uncommon, but okay.
You what?
No, wait. I'm saying. Should we tell where it started?
Do you care? Like,
yeah, we're about to get into it.
We're about to get.
Yeah, you guys
it.
Keep fucking talking. You? If you would let me do my job,
this is our episode. What the hell?
Yeah, you're being interviewed.
We're the interviewers.
Okay, what's up?
All right.
Hey, you would never talk to your guests like that.
Thank you for inviting us.
I wonder if they were pissing me off like this.
I can't wait one day for.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're happy to open up our platform to y'all, the Vit and Wu Talk Show.
Thank you.
Imagine a show with just us two.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I want to start from the beginning, because obviously the audience has seen Esther basically harassing Jeremy, but they didn't know it was reciprocated. Esther's not a creep, y'all. So Esther, when did you actually realize you were starting to like Jeremy?
Okay, it was super random. I have told this story to all of you guys many times.
But not on the podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
hold my hand.
Hey, see, it's actually the opposite,
she's
guys.
She's actually mad at me right now in real life, which really? Is why.
About what?
Yeah, about
what? She'll always be mad
at me. Should we talk about that first, or do you want to start with your origin? Let's start with your origin story. When did you realize you were starting to like Jeremy?
So we were on the podcast and he said something. I honestly don't remember because, you know, I have short term memory. Big and then like, he said something and I was like,
I said it was 14 soft.
He said something.
No human
can handle. It had to do with something with like morals and like values and stuff. And I was like, oh, actually, that's pretty hot. And so I looked at him and I was just like, randomly, I was like, can I take you out for dinner? And
then on the spot?
Yeah, on the spot.
Like mid-podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then he looked at me and then he was like this. You know that face that he makes? Yeah. That face? And then he just like totally ignored it. Uh-huh. And then so after...
Fuck, what episode was this?
I don't remember.
It has to be. It's one of your first five, I'd say.
No, it had to be
after Halloween. It was after Halloween, okay.
Yes.
It was during Halloween or after?
Halloween
after.
Was like what? Halloween was right after Vegas, right?
Here's why it had to be after Halloween.
It was after Halloween.
She was dating other people. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Who was I dating?
Oh, yeah.
Who's I dating?
You were being a bad girl.
What the fuck?
We were at a Halloween party, and you were with somebody else.
And also, we were just running wild and free in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy, you guys. Crazy thing. Okay,
who
I'm
were you
gonna,
with? Huh? During Halloween.
Halloween? Who was I? Oh.
You know?
Just you know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
You all know who this person is too.
No, but I wasn't dating this person.
You weren't dating, but you were.
I haven't even done anything with this
person.
All right,
person. So continue on with the story.
Anyways, so you hear him talk about morals and values and you're like, oh my God, a guy with morals and values.
Yeah, so I took my shot.
Well, like mid-podcast, you were being serious.
Yeah, I was being serious.
When did you actually shoot a real shot? Because like, I don't think he thought you were serious.
After the podcast.
That same podcast.
Uh-huh. I was like, this motherfucker didn't hear me right. So I basically said, hey, Jeremy, can I take some boxes of nectar? And then he was like, sure. And I said, oh, it's heavy. Can you help me take it to my car? And so
I didn't know her strength at the time. Now I know that was a bold-faced lie. She could have carried six boxes herself with one arm.
Extreme riz, low-key. Keep going.
So he walked me to my car and then I opened the trunk and then he put it in and I said, hey, for real though, can I take you out to dinner? And he said, you were serious about that? And I was like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, when are you free? And he was like, oh, I'm free in
3 weeks? I was like, wait, three weeks?
Why do I sound like I'm like a Cro-Magnon?
That's exactly what you sound
literally,
like.
Literally, you were acting a little weird. You were acting funny.
Yeah, you're a little goofy guy.
Yeah.
A little goofy, silly guy.
You got nervous.
You just...
Hey, ladies out there, Riz, she was like, I need to get this guy alone. Hit him with the damsel in distress act, knowing damn well she's stronger than him. And then got him to, and she ain't break a sweat. She had the man carry her shit out to the car and bagged him in her trunk. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, okay. So he was like, yeah, I'm free in 3 weeks. And I was like, three weeks? Yeah. And then so that night, he didn't tell me exactly what day. He was like, I'll let you know. So that night, I hit him up and I said, so do you know the day? And then that's when we started talking. We started talking and then ever since then, like, he started messaging me. He FaceTimed me, which, you know what? I don't FaceTime people.
Ever.
Did you
like FaceTiming Jeromey?
I do.
No, I literally, when he FaceTimed me, I was like, what the fuck does this guy want? I'm a Gen Z-er. Huh?
You're a what?
I'm Gen Z. So like.
What year were you born?
Yeah.
What year were you born?
2000.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, Gen Z loves FaceTiming too, though.
Yeah, but I'm a different Gen Z.
Yeah, you're
anyways,
an old
I didn't
one.
Like it.
You're lying.
I didn't like FaceTime, but he kept FaceTiming me. And the thing is, I didn't even have internet in my house, you know, because I used to live under a rock. Yeah. So it would be like, I
remember you didn't even have a computer or internet.
She'd teleport across the room.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, we talked every day. So,
not every day.
Yeah, we talked every day.
FaceTimed every day?
No, we talked every day. I literally just said we talked every day.
Jeromey, are you okay?
Happy wife, happy life.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, and then we talked every day, and he was like, okay, I can't wait 3 weeks to have this date. Uh-huh. So let's go, like, the following week.
Oh, right? Not the following week. It was like 2 weeks.
So you folded.
Yeah.
So my question I had here.
It was one
was,
week after 1 week.
My question here was, Jeromey, did you fold instantly? And I feel that that was true.
So after we started talking and I got, so on the podcast, she's very funny and there's parts about her, like she was still very new too. So I didn't really fully get a sense of who she was, but not going to lie. She is attractive, physically attractive. You guys all thought so too.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It's just like you look at her. You can look at her and you can see that she's
agreed,
physically
but
attractive.
Like, that's just a weird thing to bring up.
All right. Anyways. Anyways. Keeping it professional, right?
Keeping it professional.
Hey, you're out of the doghouse, man.
Keeping it professional. I turned her into she was just a blob to me.
Whoa.
Yeah, like a talking blob. And then when she asked me on the date and we started talking during that week, I got to know her beyond just what she shared on the podcast. And there was a lot of layers to her. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay.
She's like
my
an
assumption.
Onion.
Yeah. Oh.
Like a stinky onion.
You guys, this is from Shrek.
But I will say, like, my first assumption, I saw her social media. She was funny, but the content that she'd post, I'm like, she's another influencer.
Just say
LA.
It. Just say it.
Insta thought.
No, I just thought that she was just another LA influencer.
Say it.
Say what? I don't know what to say.
She knows what you were going to say.
What?
I already said it. An Insta thought.
No, I did not think that. Did not think that. I just thought she was very LA, part of the scene. But when I got to know her, I saw how caring she was, how much she took care of her family. And so I was like, oh, like this girl's very cool. So then I was like, okay, I want to go on this date. Mm. I want to get to know her.
Can I say something?
Yes.
So you know how we went on a first trip to Vegas?
Yeah.
Like right when, like I wasn't even a part of the podcast at this point.
You were just a guest.
Yeah, I was a guest. So, yeah, okay, I shared a room with Maru. I think, I don't know if Maru was there, but I think.
I came to the room.
To the room, Maru.
Yeah,
everyone was there?
It was like me and somebody else because we were just sitting around. You guys were the only ones up.
But I never talked to Jeromey like one-on-one at that point. So he didn't know me very well. I didn't know him, but he was being hella awkward. He was just like, okay. So Esther, what do you do?
I was joking because it was me, somebody else, and then Maru and her. And they were just like sitting around doing nothing. So as a joke, I was like asking like really like awkward.
Yeah. And then I was like, why is this guy talking to me? This was before I even had interest.
I thought we were friends at that point.
No, I didn't consider him a friend.
Yeah, you didn't consider any of us friends,
which is weird. But anyways,
yeah, why'd you come on the trip then?
No, I consider.
It was like Vegas. I love gambling. I'll go.
Oh yeah, like that's what I was there for. But no, I consider Wutak a friend. Like I was like, oh, at that point in Wutak, I know him, and like we've already hung out.
What about
but
me?
You no.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't even like her back then.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I low-key forgot you were on that trip.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Relax, brother. Yeah, but basically, I was like, damn. You know, that's what I thought of him. Like, just a guy that I was like, oh, maybe like we'll work together. You know, that type of vibe. Yeah. So that I thought that was funny. Like how it went from that to like me fully hitting on him. You know, and then on top of that, that Vegas trip. He was making out with the girl.
Oh yeah!
and you know what's so funny? Back then, I thought it was hilarious, so I was recording it on my phone. I still have that on my phone, and I'm just like, damn. Like,
does that piss you off?
No, I look at that and I like crinkle paper, like I crinkle like cans sometimes, and I said,
why do you still have it? Can you send that to me?
That's like, it cracks me up because I remember thinking like, you got no bitches before that shit.
He did. You were correct.
Like this man, I've never seen this man talk to a woman in my life.
Bro,
I look up and you're making out with random shorty. I'm like,
I'm very
yo!
Private about that.
Yo, Wutak I remember.
Knows, but Wutak's the only one that knows.
Yeah, I'm the only
what?
One that knows.
Jeremy what? Gets bitches?
No, Jeremy gets no bitches.
None.
No, you guys are going to go somewhere with this.
Huh?
No, but anyways, you thought I had no.
We'll get back to it later at home. Okay, anyways.
What were you saying?
Yeah, I remember he was making out with the girl, and I was like, Vit. I was like, look, we were cracking up, like pointing and cracking up. And I was like, zooming in and stuff. And now when I see that video, I'm just like, gah! I scream into the pillow.
Like, your fit was definitely hilarious that day, too. I don't remember what it was.
Leopard shorts and the dragon shirt.
Yeah.
Something funny, man.
I have was pictures it? From that night.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what, like, I want to...
Wait, okay. We have an Instagram photo of us holding the sign. Yeah. Remember they made a sign? That was that night.
Mm-hmm. And you were wearing cargo pants that you couldn't get off your fucking pants. You were so drunk you couldn't get your pants off.
Yeah.
Passed out next to the bed on the ground.
Yeah.
I remember thinking he's a fucking
that wasn't
geek.
Me.
Indeed he is.
I don't know. I did a whole like 180 right there.
I mean, that's part of Jeremy's charm.
Yeah.
He's true. Just unapologetically himself. True. He doesn't care what he's wearing in public. He'll wear it.
He doesn't care how bad he looks in public.
How are you feeling today? Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Chanel.
Go show the camera.
No, show your camera, yeah. That's fine. It'll see it.
Have you ever had seltzers?
Wait, is this like the regular one?
These ones. Ah. Let's try this one.
Okay.
This was only 90 calories.
Nice.
How do you like that? Pog. There you go.
Do you have just the lychee one in a box?
Ooh, not at the moment. We have the 12-pack.
Yeah.
What? Is that
Yeah.
This is our baby. I just like it because it's light, you know.
Oh, yeah, that is so good.
Refreshing, yes.
Yeah, this new one and the lychee one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try one.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you for trying. Thank you.
I want you to describe your first date. Let's start with Jeremy. Are you picking her up? Are you being a gentleman? Or she straight up rizzed you?
Wait, hold on. What was the first date?
The Thai restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
What was
it?
What restaurant?
Yeah, it was like, I forgot what it was called.
I forgot the name of the place, but my friend recommended it to me. So I went cold, which was not the best move.
Like
but
cold
like,
as in you don't know the restaurant
I didn't know
at
the
all.
Restaurant, but he swore by it. And then now.
Who's the friend?
But just a buddy. I'm not going to.
Oh, you don't know who?
You guys wouldn't know who he is. Okay. But he just recently was like, oh, like this spot was good. I really enjoyed it. So we went and the food was good. No, the food was not good. Food was mid.
Food
but
was
conversation
mid?
Conversation was good.
Yeah, I was eating like, what the fuck? Why'd you take me here? No, I'm kidding. No. I was. It was a nice vibey restaurant though. Uh-huh. Like I really enjoyed my conversation with him, but the food was like I wouldn't go back.
All right, real quick though, I want to know what the conversation. Let's just say conversation was good. Were you nervous? You're a pretty good talker though.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
a yapper.
And she's a yapper too.
Yeah, she's yeah.
Yeah. So there, and by this
y'all
point,
both be yapping.
By this point, here's why FaceTiming is the move. It's a mini date.
Bro, you are on a podcast with this woman.
What
are you
doing
a mini date?
No. Listen. because again, the podcast was very surface level. She would come on the podcast, immediately dip to work. She never came and hung out with us or partied with us. Uh-huh. So I didn't really know anything about her.
Not like often, but
yeah. I mean, I would never party either. So there,
we went to Vegas trip together, man.
This guy said she would never party with us. She was there more than you were.
Never mind. I would never be at the parties. Yeah. But regardless, like FaceTiming is great because it already breaks the comfortability. Mm-hmm.
Comfortability?
Barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at that point, we had kind of already kind of like the podcast plus that, mm-hmm. plus hanging out at like Vegas, things like that. It wasn't awkward at all or anything like that. And then the conversations is like, I got to know her, like her past, like what she did, what she cared about, her morals. Mm. She talked about like.
So you learned that she was a thug.
Mm-hmm. I got very scared.
That day you talked about your motorcycle accident.
And No, it wasn't a motorcycle accident. Don't make it sound cool.
Oh, sorry. What is a motorbike? Right?
It was like a fucking bicycle.
Electric bike.
Electric bike.
A scooter.
I was trying to make you look good.
Yeah,
no,
I can't allow that on my watch. The truth must be said. We've lied to them enough already.
This man is a horrible person. Okay,
I'm an investigative journalist. I'm sorry.
So that's what we talked about. I think I opened up to my accident as well. My kickboxing accident where I developed epilepsy. Mm-hmm. But I think you already knew this. No?
No, we didn't talk about that. You didn't, and you also didn't want me to tell anybody else for a very long time.
Yeah.
She was like very like shy about certain things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I noticed that she was actually a very shy person and all of her behavior was just an outer shell.
To cover the shyness.
Not shy.
Not shy, but
not shy. I was very private. I'm very private. Yeah, I'm not a shy person, just very private only because I don't like to show that I'm vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So like but I was easily able to open up to him and that's when I was like, oh yeah, like I really fuck with him, you know?
Yep.
Because other people like it takes like a long time for me to open up or I never do.
Mm. Yeah. Ah, so you knew right away that he was the one for you.
I mean, now I don't know, but back then, yeah.
All right, wait, hold on. What did he do to piss you off today?
I'm kidding.
What did he do though?
Yeah, what are you guys fighting about?
Because you could call them out too.
What we do?
Oh my God. Okay. No, I don't want to say it. Okay. On this would be bad.
Why
would
it be bad?
The club thing?
Huh?
The club thing? You're still pissed about that?
Yeah.
The club thing? That's a question for later. I will bring that up myself. So and as the interviewer, and you agreed to be on this, you signed waivers, you have to answer.
We didn't.
So anyways.
I signed the waiver for us. I said three.
Okay. All right, anyways,
an extra one.
Anyways,
if you guys want to know what he did, sign up for our fourth wall.
Oh.
I'll spill everything.
Nice. We're getting out the hood, baby. We're getting out.
Wait, isn't this already?
No, it'll be out.
This is a regular episode. Anyways, Esther, did you feel like Jeremy had any riz on that first date?
Oh, he has absolutely none. the after dinner, uh-huh. Can I say everything?
Yeah.
I know. Actually, we signed waivers. So
you signed waivers.
Okay. We went to a cocktail bar, uh-huh. and we were drinking.
The blueprint.
Yeah.
The blueprint.
I'm already disgusted that you have talked to him before, okay, and got all this stuff.
No, I didn't. I didn't follow his blueprint.
Okay.
We went to dinner. That's a no-no on the first
He already broke the blueprint.
Yeah, I broke the blueprint. But you could break the blueprint for the right girl.
Would say, I told him that too. I said, bro, you know, some women are not blueprint women.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would like to say that on first dates, I hate being touchy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like when people try to make the first move.
Mm.
But after like a couple cocktails, he was like, can I kiss you? And I said, God. But then I was like,
That is not true.
It's true. I literally told you, I was like, I don't like physical touch.
She was touching me first.
When?
When we went to pay.
Was that the name of the
place? Was I rubbing your legs? No, yeah. I wasn't. No, he said, No, I was not. No, I like to keep things very, very like, you know.
Wholesome.
Uh-oh. Yeah, wholesome.
Well, like, okay, so you didn't touch him at all?
No, I didn't. But when he asked for the kiss, in my head, I was like, damn, I didn't want to do this. Mm-hmm. But I was like, all right, fine.
So you did kiss him first date?
Yes, first date I did. And that's like something I usually like never do. But I was like, but I did feel like I knew Jeremy because I did know him.
Yeah, you guys, that's not your first date, like first time meeting each other.
So it was a little different, yeah.
All right, so rate first kiss.
No, it was good.
Like
it
sparks flying. Like
sparks. I got lost in the story.
I heard the Lion King theme song playing. Sabenya, like a sun rising.
Hey, I mean, you know how Esther says she doesn't like it when the guy makes the first move? I'm imagining her grabbing you, picking you up on a wall.
It's close to it.
I was
that meme where it's like the girl has the guy up against the fence? Yeah. It was like that.
I want that so bad.
Yeah, it was
that's
good.
That's legit
that
y'all
good.
Two vibes for real.
Hey, no. Let's stop that joke. Let's cut that shit. Everybody acted like
it's not
she's
a joke.
Like,
the fuck?
No, she. This is that she no, be the not. Man in the relationship.
It's not the man. She's clearly the woman, but she be. She.
It's not true.
She got you on a tight leash.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not true.
Every time, so for the audience, every time me and Vit would talk to Jeremy, and then he'd be stressed out. We're like, "Well, what's wrong? You want to come out tonight?" He's like, "I can't, guys. I'm on thin ice."
Wait, what do you mean? When?
I'm like, "How you been on thin ice for 5 months?"
Hey, yo, I never tell him he
There's
can't
no
go out
thick ice
anywhere.
At all.
Of course, no one is ever like, "You can't go out."
No,
you can't,
I know,
you can't
but
use
no.
tests.
You know damn well what girls do. You're not gonna say literally verbally, "You can't go out," but you will be mad if he decided to go out that night. Yes, you would have been.
This is something I learned from Wu-Tang. It's called gaslighting. I would like to say...
I don't even know what that word means.
Anyways, no, I mean, I wouldn't... why would... Uh-huh. Why is he on thin ice?
I don't
know. He should have never been there.
I learned that
from Wu-Tang.
I am an adventurer. I like to take risks. So sometimes I find myself on thin ice.
All right, well, we all know you. Everyone here knew you had no Riz, so that question was self-explanatory. But how was Esther's Riz on that first date? Wait, did she Riz you at all? Because she's
probably,
constantly Rizzing you on camera.
I probably couldn't tell. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? She did pull out my chair. No, I'm just kidding.
Let the joke run a little bit longer, man. That would have been funny as hell had you finished the sentence.
I can't tell. If a woman has Riz versus like, I was just like very comfortable. No.
Let's just say that I did the payment dance.
Ah.
Because I asked him out. I asked him out on this dinner. So
oh, and then you paid. I
also asked him if he wanted me to pick him up, but he said. No,
like,
do you
what?
Remember? No, but he said no, but I'm the man, so I'll pick you up and I'll pay. And I was like, nah, dude, I asked you out, and we forgot. Having this,
I didn't pick you up. You drove to my house and then we went from my house.
Oh, that
to
is
the-
true. Yeah, that's true.
Because back then you lived fucking
far.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
They've been lying to you. Y'all don't even know how bad they've been lying to you.
You don't know how deep the web goes.
Yo, they live together.
They've been living together.
They've been living together.
We just
together.
Got a house.
Yes.
Bought the first house.
No, we're renting. We're renting.
We didn't
you're
rent
the first house together.
Yeah, but
they have a kid.
His name's Vit.
I mean, oh.
But he lives in the basement.
Because he cries too loud.
Wait, fuck, what was I going to say about y'all living together?
Yeah, we live together.
Is that not fucking crazy? How long were you guys dating before you moved in together?
We barely moved in together. Not barely, August.
Mm. August.
Hey, that the video they shot of Esther, the best friend quiz on Esther's YouTube channel, that's in their house. They're in pajamas.
Hey, gotcha, you stupid idiots.
But it was in my office, so nobody could tell because he's never in there.
If anybody says that I'm not a good actor, then this is proof right here.
Hey, I want to comment down below if you guys knew that they were in a secret relationship.
Everyone's going to, nobody's going to want to.
I missed that.
All right, anyways, continue, man.
Chocolate.
Ew.
Ew. That could have been poop.
That's Toblerone.
Hey, just continue, man.
Yeah, so, wait, what was the question? Sorry, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Interview. Don't yell at me, sir.
I'm pretty sure I just asked the audience to tell us if they knew you were
dating. Yeah. And everyone that kind of knew is going to bullshit. Nobody wants to look like a dummy. We just put the ultimate, you know.
You hoodwinked them.
Hoodwinked, that's the word.
Yes.
Hoodwinked them.
I've been waiting all my life to use that word.
I'm sure there's people that were like, oh, they gotta be and had a good hunch, but there's no way anybody fully knew.
I want to know, also comment down below, because Jeremy and Esther in public are very touchy, so like, they would run into you guys in public.
I'd shove her into a bush. I'd be like, ew, get away!
No, people have seen us
exactly,
out and about.
Exactly, right? And they yeah. confirmed it in real life. So if you're watching this episode, comment down below.
No, you know what I do? If they would see us in real life, after they're like, oh, photo. And when they walk away, I say, if you tell, I'll fucking kill you.
He does.
That's crazy.
But threaten their life.
And then he's like, just kidding. Have a good day.
Okay, so you couldn't tell if Esther was risen you up either. How about a year in now, like, do y'all still flirt with each other? Or is it like grandpa shit?
Let me just say this. First of all, this is my first, another big part about our relationship is this is the first relationship I've ever had in my life.
Damn, at 30 plus.
Yes.
Damn.
Because the first, like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend exclusive. That's the first one.
And you moved in after a year. That's
less than a year.
First of all, we started dating and 2 months later, month and a half after we started, we made it official. Mm-hmm. So I moved quick. I moved very fast. And all I want to say is when people say, I never understood the term, relationships are hard. Uh-huh. I still don't understand it because it's so easy. And I'm still in the honeymoon phase. Come here, sweetie.
Oh, that's probably the first kiss that they've seen on this channel. That's crazy.
Yeah, relationships are easy, guys. Get in them. Hey, for real, though, when people said relationships are hard, I was like, how hard could it be? They're hard.
Why'd you get up and just...
I wanted a Toblerone.
Oh.
I saw the little edge of it.
Here you go.
But yeah, no, there are things that Jeremy... Because it is his first relationship, not to mention that he doesn't really... I mean, like, his parents are not here. He's been alone for, like, the longest time. Like, as in, like, he's very independent, right?
You shoved that whole king-size Toblerone in your mouth?
I couldn't hold it. I'm going to melt with my hand.
Anyways.
Yeah, like,
I can see what you saw in him.
He's very independent. Here. Hey, yo.
This is like watching a child get interviewed with his mom. Oh, fuck.
Chew slowly. Don't talk.
Not me.
So gross.
Hey, we gotta cut this part out, man. but yeah, no. Because he's very independent, he's never had a girlfriend. Like, there are things that he does.
It's not called being independent.
Okay, but lonely. you know what I'm talking about, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's always doing things on his own. Like,
I'm also ultra busy. Nobody truly understands how busy I am. And I warned her.
I understand.
It's true. No, but then he lacks some sort of, like, consideration. Like, I'm not saying that he is considerate, but, like, he sometimes forgets that there's another person in his life now.
But there could be a balance. Maybe sometimes she could be a little too high maintenance, and sometimes daddy needs to work. So that's okay. Where there was a lot of clashing.
Okay. Come on. I do feel like there was a lot of clashing. Let's play a game.
There was.
Is it?
Keyword was.
Was it being inconsiderate or was I being too needy?
Okay, let's play this game.
Oh. First scenario.
Very dangerous game.
Very dangerous. Hey, we're going to all remain unbiased here.
Unbiased.
Ian, remain unbiased.
Unbiased. Okay. Unbiased. Okay.
Also, wait. Let's play this game with the audience.
No, and you keep eating that Toblerone, okay?
Let's ask the audience, too. Audience, you say down below. You'll get your chance to speak after she says.
But you have to keep your mouth shut, okay?
While she talks, yeah, shut up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so first thing is, okay, so we're hanging out in a hotel room, right?
And what are you guys doing there?
In Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm just like, Jeremy, I'm so hungry. He was like, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry, I can't eat with you because I have to do some work. Like, go, you know, out and do some work. So Gang calls, and Gang's over here like, yo, Jeremy, I'm at the store. Do you want to, like, pick you up some food? And he was like, no, I'm good. And I literally look at him and I was like, why didn't you ask me if I wanted anything? He was like, oh, what did you say?
I just said, my bad, wasn't thinking. I had my mind on other things, busy working.
Okay.
Managing like 70 people on a trip.
Okay,
the work trips are that's where some of our biggest fights were.
Work trips.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is annoying. It is very annoying.
I get it. But the thing is, I'm like by myself and I'm just like, damn, like I'm hungry. And like, if he could be like, oh shit, my girl's hungry. Hey, yo, can you pick me up this? Even if I'm not hungry, it's like, hey, yo, can you pick up this stuff? And then like, you know, that's it. It'd have been so like, thank you, you know?
Well, do you have rebuttal?
I'm saying probably just slipped my mind because I was busy.
Okay.
Very different on a work trip versus like.
But he does that quite often.
Home. No. At home and things I always ask you.
All right, well, it's up to the jury to decide, inconsiderate or needy. Ian. One or the other.
Just know. No, I'm just kidding.
Ian, man, you got. We gave you a mic, and this is how you gonna treat it?
I think that there needs to be more empathy on both sides.
Yeah.
Whack. Anyways, inconsiderate. What is your vote?
I agree with Ian, but also for the simple fact of like, because I'm picturing myself in that thing. My mind wouldn't, since it's not my money, it's my boy's money. I wouldn't think about anybody else other than me.
Nah. You definitely should have said pick up food for Esther. But
I don't even remember the situation.
I get his point of view too, because I get like that where I'm literally slammed so busy, and then it's like the argument. So I'm on your side here, yeah. Because if I was just your boy and you did that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Wutaka is literally the boy version of me, yeah. So I understand.
All I would do in that situation, instead of anger, would go, hey, gang, never mind. Someone actually wants food.
Yeah. Did you do that?
It's a solved. I don't even remember. Oh. I think at that point, she's like, no, I don't want it. I think it was more anger and upset that I didn't think about it.
Did you get angry right after?
Because that is a lot of her reaction. It's like, oh, you're being inconsiderate. But it's like, mm-hmm. I'm just be slipping my mind. Yeah. Just a gentle reminder. Uh-huh. Doesn't have to become a thing of like, I don't care about you. Like, that's where it goes sometimes.
And I think it adds up, when it's like, when I do feel like he's being like a little, yeah, like, impatient or like, you know, just not considerate, it just adds up, like little things that I'm just like, you know what, whatever, like, you don't care. But the thing is, that's not the case. He does care.
Exactly.
But I do like, yeah, I could have more empathy for sure. 100%. Yeah,
especially if he was willing to resolve it right away. He may fuck up, but you're dating basically a toddler. He's his first relationship. 100%.
I also think that it's because this is not on him, but I think that it's because I'm always to consider a people that I expect that sometimes. Yep. That's not his fault. It's what?
You finish your thought, because I'm going to add on top of it.
Hey, the funny thing is that you, can I, now I forgot my train of thought, because you're touching me with such a sensual hand. Okay. What was I saying?
You're saying,
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Because I'm so considerate that sometimes I, when someone's not like that, it kind of like makes me sad.
Yeah.
And I will say personally that is outside of just me, that has affected your view on other people, like friends and people. There's a lot of times you've come to me and you're upset. You feel like people don't care about you because of how much you do for them.
It's true. They're bitches.
I mean, low-key, that sounds exactly like what fucking I went through on quitting this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally get you. But there is that, George said something to me that fucking, I feel like I've said this, but are you turning down the heat?
Cold. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Turn that shit on. I'm sweating balls over here.
No, same.
But yeah, it was like, it's expectations are what causes you that sadness. Yeah. And it's because if you're a giving, kind person, like, expecting other people to be like that is only going to make you miserable.
100%. Yeah. And I also think that it sucks because when people are like, you know, you do too much, maybe you should tone it down. You know, sometimes they say that because some people are not going to
reciprocate
or whatever. Yeah. Right. But I'm just like, damn, but this is the person I am. And if I can't give my like true like
self,
then it's hard for me to like tone it down. No,
it's not about toning it down. It's just don't expect it back. Like,
I know that's a problem. Yeah, yeah. That's a problem for me that I have that I will.
And it's seeing that. Oh, what are you going to say?
Someone told me a while ago, they said give to give, not to receive.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But I think that there's a point, 100%, there's a point where it's just like you're not getting...
No, there's a balance, of course.
Yeah, there's a boundary, yes.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a certain limit where it's just like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I feel like, yeah, I do kind of expect too much from some people.
I also, so that's me personally, in my relationship with Jeremy, I don't feel that way about Jeremy at all. I feel like maybe Jeremy is hard-headed, but he's not like a not giving, not care. He's one of the more giving, caring people that I know. Where even when I feel like, damn, I'm just doing all this bullshit, but I'm like, yeah, Jeremy though, Jeremy needs it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'd be feeling like Jeremy deserve it.
Oh man, I could slurp you right now. If this doesn't work out.
Hey, I was there first, I'm just saying. Yeah. I recognize the greatness first. Just know that.
I know that he's a good guy. Like, that's the thing. That's why when I do get upset at him, oh my God, where's his fedora?
Hey, how do you really feel about Jeremy's fashion sense?
I mean,
be honest. Okay. You signed the waiver.
I mean, I literally sometimes do his laundry and I'm like, oh, it's missing.
Which piece
and
of clothing?
There are times when I'd be like, if you know, like, if I give you $100, you got to toss this away. or like if I win this bet, you have to toss it away. Or no, no, I don't even tell him that. I said, if I win this, you have to do something for me. He's like, okay. He takes it. I'm like, you got to throw that shit away.
Wait, what pieces of clothing have
remember
you made him
stripe
give
shirt?
Him?
Striped shirt. There's been some like, maybe like pants
and
shirts.
You can throw away the fucking green leopard shirt.
No.
The green leopard.
Nope.
Oh my
God, that one is
moving
horrible. On. Moving on. All
right, yo, also, okay, so when they first started like legit dating and we would like go to functions like as a group, Jeremy would show up like actually presentable. And I'd be like, yo, where did my man get dripped? And then Esther pops up like I dressed him.
Even his jewelry too?
These pants.
Yeah, finally some normal pants.
Esther bottom.
I've got Jeremy's like purple and green plaid pants in my trunk and I just have never given it to him for your sake.
No. I actually want those ones back.
Nah, I got lost them, dude. Bro, I swear someone broke in my car and took only your pants.
Let's go
to your car right now.
Hey,
I'll
those
walk
pants
with you.
Are so fire that someone must have taken them.
Dude, they saw it and they're like, this guy's got style.
Damn.
Actually, for real, I want those pants.
I'm pretty sure when you told me they were dating, I was like, no wonder he's been dressing better.
You said that. You
remember
said that.
It was right after the Song Life dinner.
Hey.
We were walking out.
He didn't know all the way up till then?
Yeah, that's
he didn't,
when you
he
told
didn't
me.
Know for, yeah.
What? So I was just holding a secret?
Yeah.
Wow.
You did hold a secret, yeah.
I'm good at that.
Vid actually didn't hold secrets. He told everybody on some.
No, I didn't tell them.
Yes, you did.
I didn't tell them.
No, he didn't tell them. It was more so like, oh, Esther's dating someone, and they started listing everybody. Okay, listen. So basically, they knew because they were like, oh, Esther. I think they were like, oh, let's go find some guys. I think Maru may have been like, oh, let's go find some guys. And I was like, oh no, like I'm dating someone. And she was like, who do we know him? And I was like, oh, you know, it'll come out soon. And then I think later on, they kind of like grilled Vic.
Bro, they pressed me.
Yeah, they pressed
you're
him.
You're that weak under pressure?
No, but then he...
From
I don't
Maru?
Know, hey, no, but I don't know.
Maru pressing him?
Come on, Vic.
I guess...
Period.
I don't,
no.
No, but the thing is, they were listing people. They were like this.
Yeah.
I think they said everybody but Jeremy.
And then they like narrowed it down.
No, it was on the plane ride home from New York and they were like, exactly like that. It was like, is it blah, blah, blah? I was like, no. Is it that?
They even
and then they were like,
Eddie
put it on
before.
Your mom. I'm not gonna lie. I don't care about your relationship enough to lie on my mom.
It's like a hypothetical, like they're gonna go shoot your mom.
And then
he starts crying. No, not my mom.
I gotta stand for something, man.
So when Jeremy's name came up, Vit just went like this.
But also, bro, that's why you're like, come on, man. If they're listing people's names, you can't answer no to any of them because the second you don't answer, you're going to look like you're lying. Like, you just shut up about
and
the whole
thing.
And
you know, thing. Yeah. And that's when they're like, oh, Jeremy.
Dude, I panicked.
Then, yeah. Oh, also, Vin was like, damn, Jeremy, is that a Chrome Hearts ring? And then he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
And he was like, you would never buy that for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
That shit dead ass puzzled me of like, what is going on?
Okay. But yeah, to answer the fashion question. No, deadass. For answering the fashion question, I think it's cute that he has his own style. I think that's very cute.
Is that
cute.
What
he's
we call it
confident.
Nowadays? His own style?
It's mild style. I'm whimsical and free.
Whimsical.
Yeah, he is.
Quirky.
But there are some pieces that I'm just like, that needs to burn in hell.
I totally agree.
But yeah, other than that, like this shirt, I think it's cute.
Yeah, that one's funny. That
got
one
a lot
gave
of
me a
compliments
giggle.
On this one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my old friend. He ghosts me. He doesn't answer my texts anymore. Mega Yacht.
Oh, so you can't get... So
if you go to Mega Yacht and you buy a shirt and you comment, say, Jeremy sent you. So maybe he talks to me again.
All right.
That's so sad.
So now
I know. He just stopped answering my texts one day.
Fuck? Wait, can I pee-pee real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a pause.
I wanna borrow your cat Dolph shirt, wear it out to the club one time.
I don't trust you with things, though.
What am I going to do, lose it?
Stain it.
You lost your...
You stained my sweater.
You lost your cutie's hat.
No, I didn't. It's in my car.
Yeah, he left it. You left it here the first time. Yeah.
I knew
you
where
lost
it was.
Your Ray-Ban sunglass case.
No, I found it.
You lost your grills.
Yeah, he did fire. Yeah, honestly, you lose so many
you lose
high
things
value
you find
items.
Them, you lose things, you find them. It makes me kind of concerned.
And like sometimes
Cat
you don't
is a
find
very,
them.
It's a very special shirt to me.
Cat Delph?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we'll take a pause here. All right, ready?
Oh boy.
When was the first time you guys fucked?
Had sex.
We are still waiting till marriage.
It's true.
To this day.
No.
Okay,
no.
Come on. You don't want to answer for real?
Wait, what?
Okay, maybe more like after the first date, how long did y'all wait? Is that a better question?
Okay, whisper into my ear because I forgot. No, it's not. It's not. No, you dumbass.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, we would like.
Hey, speak into the mic too. But okay. What? Okay, the, just tell us.
Okay.
Jeremy, tell us your recollection.
No, I remember.
Okay.
I remember.
You say it, Jeremy. You correct her if it's wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you guys look like you're lying? You're planning a lie.
I feel like it's too. I feel like it's too vulgar.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Say that shit.
Say if you don't want to.
Okay, fine. Second day, I saw it. Third day, yes.
I saw it. What
does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm imagining Jeremy just being like,
No, it's in a box. Present it.
Look. This was my face. Oh, okay.
He's like, just warming you up to the idea. You ever see the fucking Omegle calls of Kermit the Frog? And he's like, hey. And then a cucumber just pops up on the screen. They're like, no.
I feel like I ruined everyone's life.
Wait, but
life.
What do you mean you saw it?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I think the second date was at his house. He made me pasta.
Oh, you cooked for her lobster. Second day.
What yeah, a he whore.
He's a, no, he's a,
is that a whore move?
Absolutely.
I'm a good chef.
No. That's a slutty move.
He is a good chef, though, yeah.
He is.
Also, think about this. We literally known each other, and like we've been filming this whole time.
It wasn't like second, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was like your 15th time hanging out. It's not like actually second date ever.
And I already felt very, very like comfortable with him because I saw him like literally.
I mean, you're also forced to talk to each other for hours, multiple hours at a time every week.
All I'm hearing is a lot of yapping. What do you mean you saw it? I'm still so confused.
Moving on.
You're not gonna drop the Riz on us, man.
What you mean?
Hey,
what you do
is
what. So
good,
I invited her over. Uh-huh. When I cooked her the meal, when I was cooking the meal, she opened the door and I was butt naked.
Actually,
no.
I was like, oh, that's super lame.
No, I don't want to ruin people's minds.
Oh, so you don't want to say what that means?
Use your imagination.
I could tell you guys or people on the fourth wall. But come on, out in the open like that, you know what I mean?
Should we say it and then we bleep?
It's too vulgar.
Say it and then we'll cut this section for 4 minutes.
No, because I'm very, very cautious about that. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what?
Maybe we should wait.
I was like, I want to 100% like, I don't know.
Know that you're clean.
Make sure that I'm the one.
Hey, but you look at Jeremy where you're like, you're definitely clean.
No, actually, he was talking to someone else.
Who are you talking to?
You're talking to someone? Vegas shorty?
Huh?
No, we're back in, by the way. Like, at some point there, we're back
in. He was talking to someone else. So I was just like, oh, you know what? I don't, even though I know him, I was like, I don't know if they've done it. Uh-huh. And I was just like, I'm very cautious. I'm just like, if he did, I would want him to get tested.
Ooh.
And then like just even if.
Wait,
even
you guys don't use condoms?
Still on top of it.
On top of it.
Yeah, like I would like you still.
She's a clean freak.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So before, like, I have to dip myself in rubbing alcohol, dry off, then I scrub myself down.
I'm imagining he has just a cup of rubbing alcohol, and he's, like, trying to aim his dick into it.
And then I get my rubber gloves, and I'm just like, hold on. I'm like, okay,
hazmat suit.
All right, this one's another raunchy one. I'm sorry, we had to have a couple.
That's
audience
fine.
Requested. Audience requested.
No,
it was just
it.
You two.
No, you two thank came you, up thank with you the, for the questions,
you.
Audience.
Thank you, Lisandro 459 for the question.
Lisandro.
Esther, rate Jeremy's stroke game.
Oh, honestly, I would say a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
All right. Think about it if you weren't in love with him.
Yeah.
A 10 out of 10.
Think objectively. Literally,
he did everything. Like, he's good at taking directions. Okay.
Listen.
We love a sub.
And he has really good self-control and endurance.
Oh, so he be pumping.
Oh, yeah.
I got good rhythm.
He does.
I used to play the drums and the guitar.
Oh, let's see. Hey, give us a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Come clap Vit real quick.
Not to mention,
it's like a jackrabbit.
Okay, all right. If girls start hitting you up after this, I'm going to have to obliterate all of them.
Of course.
Oh, now I have a question. Wait, before I get into this, because I have something on that.
I'm also very fit. A trend.
Okay, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Okay, buddy.
That adds to the 10.
Uh-oh. All right, well, anyways, if you didn't lie.
Oh, not to mention, dude, girls, let me just tell you this, okay? If a guy does not make you finish, like, if he doesn't make you finish first, then leave that fucker.
Maybe the guy is just nervous.
I'm hoping she leaves after I nut. Fuck out of here.
Because that's very important for me. I'm not going to fake it. So if you don't do a good job, I'm going to tell you you're not doing a good job.
Oh, but I think that's something more girls need to do. If you got all these men out here just thinking they're gladiators when they're really not, when they're victims, then like, you know, you're never going to get what you want. But anyways, Jeremy, rate Esther's stroke game.
It hurt the first time it went in. When she put it in the first time, it almost tore me in half. No, I'm just kidding. I would say Esther is a 10 out of 10.
Oh, you guys are
no, but okay. We can maybe cut this.
Just say it.
Just say it.
It was the first time. Like, I've gotten good head, and it was the first time where I was like, whoa. I was like, oh. And then, hey, I swear to God, I didn't say this to anybody. I think I went to you, and I went to different group chats because I was like, whoa, that wasn't, I was like, that was not normal.
Life-changing head.
Dude, so I started texting people. I started asking a question. I was like, have you guys ever gotten, like, good head? And they were like, yeah. And my friends were like, yeah. And I was like, no, like mind blown, like what you see in, like, pornos. And all of them said, I could only count it on one hand. I think maybe you said that. But I mean, you're in a different position. I'm sure you've had it a lot more times because more shots on goal. But
more shots on goal. What the fuck?
Also, he has dated girls that were professionals.
Yeah. I played in the NBA. You know. That shit.
But they were all my friends were like, oh, it's very rare, and I was like, whoa, I've
never had it.
Exactly. And when you say that, I'm like, brother, keep searching. Look high and low, never give up.
I'm about to set out. Yeah. I'm about to deploy.
If anybody's out there just for our friend, please.
Hey, the fucking next original content skit has to be Vit dressed up like an adventurer going on the hunt for good head.
Yeah, for life-changing head. And you said you've never nutted from head, right?
I've never have.
Oh. That's a challenge.
Not even when I was like in love with Shorty.
No, that shit changes. It's literally a different level of nut because it's
dude,
like,
I'm thinking of a Mr. Beast video, like $10,000 to make my friend nut. Like, first person to make my friend nut gets $10,000.
You're bound to find someone that's gonna make you nut though.
Maybe
you will. Yeah. The first time that happens, that shit is like that shit makes you fucking.
Nah, but even my first ex, bro, she would lay there and do that shit for like 2 hours, and it felt good.
No. That's not good head.
Felt good is like okay, but then when you have the next level,
the level of head that will actually make you come, and you're sitting there being like, holy fuck, I might nut.
You know what's always funny though when I hooked up with a girl once and I told her that, and she was like. She along the lines of like
with me on it.
Yeah, basically that. And I looked at her in my head. I just like smirked. I'm like, shut up.
No. You know that fucking SpongeBob meme where he's looking down like. It's like I seen that one time, and the caption was, "When you told her that you've never nutted from head," and she's like, "Let me change that."
And sometimes I'd be getting bored. I have to literally tell them like, "Get up here so we can fuck." Like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm done now. Hey, excuse me, I'm done.
I'd like to get off the ride. Huh? Do you think that's embarrassing for a girl?
Definitely.
When they're like, yeah, I'll change your life. And then you're just like, get up.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
When was up and great. Get off your knees.
No, Vince, like, get up and get out.
Imagine you ask him to leave.
He's over here like, I just want to be alone now. Or he throws up the performance board too.
Oh my god.
Shit,
crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay. Hey, what's next?
But Wutak, question for you.
Uh-huh.
How long into your career did you experience that moment?
Career of what?
What do you think?
Hold on, is this going to the
this is public
actual
shit, but
okay.
Keep all this shit in. Special episode for you guys. We're cutting nothing.
Hey, that's another thing. Guys, now that you know that Esther gives great head, stay the fuck away. Mine. Yeah. Mine.
Okay.
This guy's a maniac. I'm trying to think. I think the first time I got head that made me be like, maybe I do like head better than sex. It was I was like fucking like 26, 25. 25.
Oh my god, I have
was that body number 700?
I'm just kidding. That was clearly a joke.
We also bleeped it out.
Hey, my year's coming up though. Next year.
You're almost there, baby. Yeah, but exactly. But it's also like an experience thing, right? If you're like in college, you're like 19, fucking 19 year olds, like everyone's bad at sex.
That's very true.
Yeah, like it's like, so like when I think back on that, I'm like, no wonder we're all bad at sex. Like, when did you start having sex? Last year? Like, you know, like there's just not enough.
So 25 is when you experienced it.
And yeah, still remember that day like it was my first.
And you start crying.
Start sweating.
I have a random question. Uh-huh. So you know how porn stars, they have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
So they must have a lot of experience. But they have sex and they do positions that look good on camera. Yeah. Not necessarily like feels amazing. Yeah. Right? So like...
How does that translate to real life sex?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? No, I'm kidding. Anyways, like, I have... Because you
have friends that you may ask questions.
No. I mean, I'll just say it. Yeah. Like I've hooked up with porn stars. But... they have sex differently from
the big ones, the popular ones.
Yeah, the ones you know.
I got to give my boy for his flowers.
Thank you.
Johnny Sins. I couldn't name any other male ones.
Kieran Lee.
Dread.
Stop.
Okay.
Everyone, stop. The women, the girl ones.
The women, huh?
Anyways.
Because people say
they have sex very differently from the way they have on
is
camera.
Is it like, but is it always good?
Not, it's always, I'd say they are freakier than your average girl always, but there's definitely levels to that too. Like there's definitely porn stars that are like fucking masters at their craft.
Okay.
No, because
even in movies, right? Even in movies, like actors and actresses, they say like they're people that kiss really well, but sometimes it doesn't look good on camera, so they have to do kisses where it just looks good on camera, but it doesn't
feel
good.
Exactly, completely different.
And I was like, damn, I was like...
It's a lot of the porn positions, like that shit do not...
Yeah.
It's not stimulating, it's just like you want to show the camera like fucking crazy
angles
shit.
And stuff, like the good angles and stuff, and that's why I was like, oh, maybe porn stars are good, or are they like not that good?
Sure, you know they're good.
I mean? You know what I did once? After me and this nice lady that I hooked up with a few times, more than a few times, a lot of times. And then I didn't want to watch her videos ever. But one day I was curious. So I'm like, I watched it. And I'm like, it's so different from how she was in real life, you know?
Oh.
And it was, and I was just like, interesting.
Imagine you bring that video to her and be like, can you do this one on
me? No. It was better in real life. Oh, like, okay. I could tell she was, I could tell it was what was performance and what was not.
That's professional.
He's analyzing the game footage.
I was reviewing the game top footage.
Damn. Doesn't that hurt?
It hurted.
Yeah.
Hurted a lot.
It hurted.
It looked like it hurted her.
He's smashing his computer screen. Breaks down in tears.
All right, guys, come on, let's calm down, okay? I willingly looked it up.
Okay,
guys,
okay,
what the fuck? I'm not a cook. Oh, man.
Oh, that makes you a cook.
No, it doesn't. I was just, what the fuck?
I just always remember sending that clip of her crying.
I'm leaving.
Okay,
I'm done with this show.
Wait, do you have to cut that out? Two? Okay, no? Okay.
No.
All right. He's sweating, guys. He's dead ass sweaty.
It's just hot in here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Let's get on with the show.
Fuck. God. Look at Jeremy. Jeremy's crying.
Hey, back to the show, though.
Back to the regular schedule programming. Man.
You've had quite the adventures, Mr. Wutak.
I have low-key had quite the adventures. I've lived a colorful life. Anyways.
I bet you're weary, traveler.
The questmaster. You have traveled far and wide, Wutak.
I hate your scary voice. Oh. Fuck, dude. Oh, my God.
What's the next question? I can't see that far.
I know. So, when did you guys first? You guys are in love. You would say.
Mm-hmm.
When did you
We're
first?
We're still in our honeymoon phase.
Oh, a year in.
Yeah.
But why are you always on thin ice if you're all in the honeymoon phase?
What? Thin ice makes things fun.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Hey, that's another thing. Ever since they started dating, and y'all don't see this because we have to like cut it out of all the videos and stuff because they're like, I don't want people to know. But they're like, they have the same type of humor, so they'll break out into like fucking skits in the middle of like us hanging out. It's fucking hilarious.
They're also very touchy-feely. Yeah.
They're so public. They're so obvious if you see them in public. Yeah. But when's the first time? Who said I love you first?
He did.
Who farted in front of the other one first?
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
That's just stinky.
Nah.
No, it doesn't smell.
I'm very private about it.
His farts.
I go, excuse
smell.
Me, I need to take a toot. And dude, I'll go to the bathroom. I'll turn on all the like loudest noises, the water, play blast like fucking Disturbed out my phone. And I try to time, I'm like, la, 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 la. And I try to time the flush with the fart.
He's very cute with it. Like, when he needs to, like, use the restroom, he'd be like, oh, I must take a phone call. And then he turns on the music really, really loud.
Hey, wait, then, y'all shit in front of each other now.
No.
No, we don't.
Two bathrooms.
And I don't even use. I made sure that we had two restrooms.
I've always thought that was kind of weird.
What? No, it's superior.
Like people.
Way better.
No. I'm saying people shitting in front of their.
Oh, yeah. Also, nasty. Farting in front of them, too, nasty. Is weird, too.
No, I don't think it's weird. No, I deadass don't think it's weird. I think that you guys are a little, you know, like, different.
To this day, I've never heard her.
Heard her fart?
Yeah.
So you've never farted in front of him?
No, it's a silent.
Oh.
So you
purposely have not farted in front of him?
It stinks in here. It's just like the cat and the dog.
Never.
That's what it was.
Hey,
have you ever walked into the bathroom after she's taking a shit and you were just like, oh?
No. She's.
Because also with her diet, I feel like that shit would be.
That's what I thought too. I thought too, but she's extremely clean.
I'm extremely clean.
Clean, yes. But
I've never smelled anything crazy.
She's I always smell good.
She has like four layers of poopery. You know the fucking spray thing? Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't even use the restroom.
Girls don't even poop. I don't even know what the point of this is.
I'm just imagining she needs to and she's just holding it in like.
That's why I have so much anger towards him. If you weren't here, I would have let it out. That was good.
What was the first time that Jeremy annoyed you?
Annoyed me?
Yeah, like pissed you off. Like.
Fudge.
When was our first big fight?
When was it?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you guys are such a happy couple. You can't even remember.
No, there were so many that I can't pinpoint.
I was about to say,
there's
just fight so
too
often.
Many.
There's a lot.
Damn.
Honestly, I don't want to talk about it. I think we should stay in our honeymoon phase.
Yes.
Would you guys say that, or Ali, I guess you have no reference, would you say that you fight more in this relationship than other ones?
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Is it because you guys care more about each other?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, I'm usually, honestly, this is like a toxic trait of mine. But when something pisses me off, I tend to just be like, fuck you. I'm leaving. I'm taking the dog. Bye-bye.
Give me 10K. Goodbye.
No, because I'm just like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
I'm literally like, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't care about you. And like, that's seriously so toxic. I'm literally like, if I was to leave you today, I would not miss you ever again.
Mm. Damn.
That type of shit.
Damn.
But with him, I do choose my, I try my best to choose my words wisely because I know how important he is in my life.
Mm.
So, I mean, yesterday I did say something. Can I say it? Mean.
Sure.
I did say, get the fuck out of my house. But I was like.
Oh, like seriously?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
But I was hoping that he wouldn't leave.
That's so fucking toxic.
No, it was very toxic. But usually I would literally mean like, get the fuck out of my house. Uh-huh. Don't ever fucking text me. Bye.
Oh, and like it was like a fight like that.
But then once I said that, I was like, fuck, I need to calm down. So I sat on my bed like, and then I was like, I went back at it, but you know, I did calm down. I did calm down for a little.
That's why I was nodding no. I was like,
that's not at all what happened.
Yeah, I was like,
I did get back. No, but yeah.
Hey,
no.
Jeremy's afraid to say his piece when that happens. Have you noticed that Jeremy just be making faces?
He's just a good guy. He's a nice guy.
Is it loud as hell, dude?
That shit was loud. Oh man, would you guys say that keeping your relationship private has hurt it, or was it good for y'all?
Good.
Has it hurt it in any way?
Yeah, like, would you say it was a drawback of any kind, or it was better, like, it was a good idea?
I think for me, part of the reason why it could have hurt me a little bit mm-hmm. was because my past relationship, they didn't post me. Mm. And one of the relationship was because
damn,
he
was
cheating.
Damn, this was on another level of not posting you.
Yeah,
then.
He was yeah. cheating. And then the other one was because he was... I mean, I'm pretty sure that when some people don't post, sometimes it's like them keeping the options open. Mm. And mm-hmm. so because of that trauma, I'm thinking now I have to go to another relationship where I got to keep things private. Mm.
I have a social media post soft launch idea.
Nice.
It should just be our feet, bare feet with our toes sitting pigeon toes. And it's just another pair of feet.
Jeremy,
no, it should be your toes interlocked.
Oh,
for free?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Good you can lead with Jeremy's toes, so it's mostly Jeremy's feet.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is more of a discussion topic. Now that you guys are about to be public, do you think that Jeremy's going to get more attention from women on Instagram?
I mean, I have his Instagram password, his username.
Really?
It's my phone. She has access to my phone.
Well, I mean, you're not saying you have anything to hide.
That's what he thinks. I know everything.
Okay.
I'm a good boy.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
True, I read it. He doesn't do anything.
Are there girls in your DMs right now, would you say?
No.
Yes, but he doesn't respond to them.
Good.
Oh, I guess. Good boy. I don't really be looking like that. Like,
interesting.
It's true.
But okay, so then you know the saying that when a dude starts dating an attractive woman, sometimes more girls, it's like that social proof thing. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
So do you think that would happen? Not, I know Jeremy wouldn't act on it. Cause that's my brother right there.
I just want to tell all you ladies that want to hit on him uh-huh. that I'm crazy strong.
She is.
And I've never seen her lose a contest of strength. Weapons at home. Mm. That I don't know how I'm gonna use it, but just letting you know.
I would never ruin what we have.
Okay, then, Jeremy. So then why at L.A. party did you kiss multiple women on the forehead?
Whoa. That was for fourth wall.
Oh.
She's mad. She's very mad. And I'm very apologetic about that. I fucked up.
Okay, well, we can get into it now. We can cut to fourth wall right now.
Oh, we're going to get into
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Might as well.
By now, you've seen us drink this beautiful drink, and this is Nectar Hard Seltzer, the first Asian-inspired hard seltzer featuring delicious flavors like Asian pear, lychee, mandarin, and yuzu. Now, unlike all those big brands out there that have that disgusting aftertaste, we got rid of it. There is no weird aftertaste in this. We actually started Nectar 2 years ago out of my garage, and because of a viral TikTok, we took off. And because of supporters like you, we've now expanded Nectar into 5 states: California, Hawaii, Washington, New York, and New Jersey. If you'd like to get a box of Nectar, here are 4 easy options to choose from. Go to our website, nectarhardseltzer.com, click on the store locator, and the store closest to you will pop right up. If we're not in any stores near you, next time you're in your favorite store, ask the manager to stock us. You'll be genuinely surprised how well that works. And if we're not in any stores near you yet, or we're not in your city, you can order us online. We ship to 45 states. And if we can't ship to you, send us a text that tells us where we need to go next. Drink Nectar Hard Seltzer, unique Asian flavors, and no weird aftertaste. Now back to whatever the hell they're talking about.
Is kissing someone else on the forehead cheating?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say no. I'm a stand on business right now.
I don't think it's like maybe not like the
No, I don't think it's cheating.
Yeah, I think it's
disrespectful.
Yeah. It's disrespectful. It's like a violation of boundaries.
Because before, okay, I think the recent episode, actually the episode that came out like 2-3 weeks
ago. I'm confused. Are we still on fourth wall or?
No. We're chilling right now. Yeah. There's a regular episode.
We'll figure it out later.
We were talking about how people are, people think that forehead kisses are more intimate now than like
sex.
Having sex. Yeah. And I kind of agreed on that. I was like, yeah, forehead. No. I'm like, forehead kisses. Forehead kisses.
Forehead kisses.
Forehead kisses are really intimate. Like that shit makes me feel safe. That makes me feel like you really care about me. Mm-hmm. So when I heard him do that, I was like,
Whoa. Hey, well, I did it too.
Hey, and not only one, he was handing them bitches out.
Okay.
yeah. There was a girl that was like, I don't want one. He's like, you want one? Come over here.
I already know this information. Those girls came up to me and said,
tell them that's a lie.
It was funny. Okay, honestly.
I was just out the doghouse. So I was like peeking my head out.
It was funnier because the girls that I was buying the shot for in the LA party was like, oh my God. They're like, Jeremy's over there giving kisses. Esther, I know you like him. You should go get one. And I said, obviously, I was
You hand her a shot you just paid for.
Yeah. No, I was not upset at them at all. I thought it was like, oh, that's so cute to them. But I was like, oh, is he? Oh,
I think this is your fault, though, to be honest.
Why?
If
shut
you guys
the
were
fuck
out.
Up.
Next question.
I told
Next
him, I told
question. Move on. I just had to stop it right there. Little smart ass.
Hey, no, but yeah, Loki, if you guys were public to begin with, it really all stems from that you guys, for some reason, both of you decided. You
actually,
keep
wait, it all stems
private.
Back to Jeremy. Why don't you keep you a secret?
Yeah, why is he hiding you from the public? So he could kiss girls on the forehead?
That's true.
Yo, what the fuck, Jeremy?
All of a sudden, my arms are swinging. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, guys, I feel a little under the weather. I gotta leave. I'll be back.
Okay.
All right, well, how long have we been filming?
An hour 22.
Oh, beautiful.
Damn, y'all be grilling.
Does that resolve you, though?
Huh?
Because it's been bothering you for a while. So what do you need to hear? Or what would you like to hear?
I think this is something that I need to just kind of like
work through
myself, because he has already apologized and I can't do anything more other than tell him to like buy me a car, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he can't do that, so I just have to let it
go.
Broke
ass.
If he had
all.
Just bought me a car.
Yeah, I thought you were a boss bitch, you with this broke guy.
It's like a bet, you know.
Low key, you gambled on that. I always said, oh sorry, I always used to say back when Jeremy was single on the podcast, I'm like, Jeremy's a catch. Y'all don't realize.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and then, you know, you making an investment right now. This is like Facebook back in like 2006. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the beginning, I was like, oh, how fun would it be to fuck the boss? And then it's not that fun.
No perks.
Literally no perks.
Yeah, it's actually worse probably. Yeah.
literally no perks. He knows he knows when I'm not doing my work. He's like, get up and do your work. I'm like, what the fuck? It's never, oh, my baby, I'm so sorry. Like, you know what? I know work is hard for you. Take the day off. It's like, what the fuck are you?
No, I never say what the fuck. I'm just like, hey,
drink
your electrolytes, read your book.
He gives me homework, guys.
Yeah.
That's good. In what ways do you feel like Jeremy has made you better? He taught you how to use the internet. That was one.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He did force me to get internet.
Yep.
And it changed her. She was like, oh my God, my
it's
phone.
So
like,
fast.
Yeah.
True. What else?
Yeah.
What did I teach you?
Damn, the question was for you about Jeremy.
I can't reverse the question.
No, we will.
I know, but I can't
You're
think
thinking?
Of something.
Okay, so
I could say, I think that Esther is, I think, thoughtfulness. Like, she really goes out of her way to take care of the people around her. I'm like, damn, I am a fucking hermit. Like, I haven't, like, interacted with humans on that level for a very long time.
Only through Zoom calls.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that. Also, Esther is pretty, like she is patient. Like, yeah, she's very, very patient.
I haven't been very patient these days, and I feel very bad about that, because that used to be my really, really good quality.
Mm. But the thoughtfulness is like above a level that people don't really know.
Mm.
Like,
give examples.
Okay, this is a crazy one. Uh-huh. So I was filming a stupid, so I'm just a bum, and I was sleeping on a bed that I've had since college, like a box spring.
I remember your bed, yeah.
Yeah, and I filmed this.
Shit was embarrassing. I remember I used to be like, bro, you bring women back here?
Oh, yeah, he brought me back there.
Yeah, I was like, there ain't no way. This is why you get no dates, Jeremy. They could sense your box spring ass fucking attitude.
100%. And I was filming a stupid TikTok video, and I jumped on the mattress, and it fucked the springs up permanently. So I just had like a dent in the mattress. And when she came over that one time, 3 weeks later, a fucking bed showed up at my door.
Damn.
And that's called money risk.
That's called love bombing.
Yeah, that's love. Yo,
no,
she love bombed the shit out of
no,
you.
No, but she still does stuff like that all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Oh,
like,
so the romance never died.
Yeah, no.
I told you we're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah,
what don't
we're still
you
in
get?
Yeah, we're still in the honeymoon phase. So
I've
like,
never lasted a honeymoon phase.
So like the thing that she's upset about, like I don't think about food or whatever, like she's overly thinking about that. She's always thinking about my favorite food. If she goes out to dinner with her friends, she's bringing me back something. Mm-hmm. She's always making sure like the fridge is full with things I like or snacks I like. Because I try to eat very healthy and she knows I'm a bubble boy, she's also pulled back on the things that she enjoys so that like we could eat healthy together or whatever it is.
Yeah, because like, imagine me eating a cake or like, ooh, Jeremy, look at this. I know you're on your 36-hour fast.
But also, yeah, she fasted with me last
nice.
Week.
Nice. Oh, really? All 36 hours?
24.
Nice.
Hey, 24 is good enough, man. Don't push it.
24 is way more.
24 is pretty good.
But
one day you'll get there. One day.
I got so skinny after that. I was like, please stop. Have a smidgen.
No.
It's such an immediate result, though. It's fire.
After the 24, she kept going, I'm so skinny. Like, oh my God, I'm so skinny. I could just disappear. I'm so skinny.
Jeremy, can you see me?
Exactly.
Can you even see me?
She turned sideways. Yeah. Oh, you can't see me.
I was laying down in bed like, dude, if I do this one more time, I will disappear. Like, just I'm like so itty bitty now. Like, what?
Jeremy, watch where you lay. Don't lay on me. I know you can't see me.
Basically.
Yeah. That's a joke, guys.
Telling you it's a hack, dog. Everyone watching should do a fucking long fast.
I would say she's also
a,
just like a good a teammate. Mm. She'll do we'll do things together, right? Like,
yeah, I'll beat someone up if he needs someone to cop in.
Yeah, church. If I need help packing boxes, she'll help
me. That's what
like,
he meant.
Mm. Yeah, she's just... And also, we just have a lot of fun.
We do.
What do you guys even do?
Oh, we sleep.
I
see him in my dreams. We're having fun.
She takes a lot of naps.
you're lucky I take a lot of naps, though. So tell him what you said.
Oh, yeah, because I'm just busy as fuck.
Oh, so while you're working, she's sleeping?
Yeah. Or when she falls asleep, I'm like, I can get a bunch of work done.
Yeah, he thanks God that he has a sleepy girlfriend.
Yeah, also, when she's sleeping, I take photos of, like... I have, like a collection. I'll show you guys. They're hilarious.
Hey, remember when we were talking about the... What were you going to say?
I was going to say it's like having a pet cat.
Yeah.
She's kind of like a cat.
Yeah.
Like a hungry-ass cat.
Super
I'm
hungry
Griffin,
cat.
A fat cat. Yeah.
But remember the fucking triple date we talked about in the two-man episode?
Yeah.
And we're like talking about, because I didn't want to mention that. They were the third couple. And then so like...
Another thing we had to hide.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, y'all. We keep hiding things from you, but it wasn't our choice. I had to respect my friend's boundaries.
It also wasn't my choice, you guys.
Behind the scenes, every day Wu-Tok would be yelling like, you got to tell them!
Oh, yeah.
Literally, I'd be like, well, I can't lie to them anymore! Let me tell them!
You guys, but
and then
seriously
I'd say,
though,
tell your body count first. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope you guys understand, like, it does come off weird when, like, people on his side find out that we're dating in a professional setting, you know, investors and whatnot. So
yeah.
So we did have to keep it private for a while until we knew it was serious.
Makes sense. Yeah, it would have been a bad look if you guys broke up. Yeah. So never do
if
that.
If Esther breaks up with me, the show is over. So y'all better make sure Esther never breaks up with me.
Yeah, it don't. Viz starts saying something dumb again. Next topic.
Yeah, it's gonna be the Viz and Wu-Tok show after that.
I didn't say what he changed me.
Oh yeah, you remembered 35 minutes later.
No, I wanted him to finish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I wanted to hear more of my ego.
Oh damn, you said a lot of things now
he
that
did.
I'm thinking about it.
He
you
did.
Went off.
He has made me a better person because I see him working hard. It makes me want to work harder. Mm. And like, I have been telling myself that I'm going to do a YouTube channel for like the longest time. And then when I see him like just grinding, I'm just like, I have no excuse. And so now I'm consistent with my YouTube videos. I like, I know it hasn't been that long, but I
Those
do have like videos that I'm editing.
Get a lot of views.
They get a lot
yeah.
of views.
So I'm going to plug my shit in. I actually have something to plug now. Follow me on YouTube, Kanye Wester. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And
Wait,
also.
What are you plugging?
Fucking, I don't know, man. Hey, I never came from head.
I've got a Google form I'm going to link.
Yo, he's going to get so much more DMs about... Oh,
look, I do want to start streaming FIFA because I just personally don't think I'll ever be able to quit, so I might as well try to monetize it. But
literally thousands of dollars down the hole.
Yeah, so once... I don't want to talk about it, though, because like I just haven't started it yet. Mm. So once I start and it becomes an actual routine,
nice.
Then I will talk about it.
So he's made you more hardworking.
Yeah.
Inevitable.
Also, mm-hmm. Also, I feel like I've never loved someone more than I have loved him.
Wow.
It's true.
So you guys are going to get married, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Who's the best man at your wedding?
Uh-oh.
Who's the best man at your wedding?
Best man? What the fuck? I'm a woman.
Who's the best man at your wedding?
It's going to be... Do gay marriages not have two best men?
Gay marriages?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. So well, two best men.
Well, they're not. Hey, I'm imagining Esther's the one waiting for you to come down the aisle.
She's tearing up. She lifts up
you
my
guys,
veil.
You guys, I look pretty in a dress. You know this.
Yes. Wouldn't know.
Continue.
Wait, continue what? Oh, continue.
Who's going to be your best man?
Oh, the best man.
Yeah. Because you don't have brothers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to have to be... Sung.
Oh, man.
Really?
That's his cousin.
That's his cousin.
Oh.
Just letting the audience
I thought it was going to be like Gang or Dolzy.
No, Sung. I'm way closer to Sung.
Mm. Did not know that. Yeah.
Will we be on the groomsmen?
Yeah.
Okay. Just know I'll be standing there during the best man speech with the one eye rope, just like.
Interrupts. He's like, I would like to say mine. I prepared.
Who's that guy?
You probably ride a fire one.
Oh, yeah, that should be funny as
dude,
hell.
Dude, I went to a wedding and this guy just riffed it cold. Mm-hmm. And he was walking around with the mic, basically doing crowd work. And I was just like, holy shit. Thank God he didn't pick me.
I still don't think I've been to a wedding.
Me neither.
In my life, yeah.
I've been to one as a child. I was the ring bearer for my uncle's wedding, but.
They're lit. If they're
good. Did you go to your mom's?
That barely that counts. Count. Yeah, it was like a church service. Yeah. Yeah, it was like not a celebration.
Not
really.
Even food?
No, it was like we all went to a restaurant after, but like.
Small service.
Yeah, it was like, just extremely small. Okay. It was private.
For sure, for sure. I'm just kind of sad that I wasn't invited.
To my mom's wedding?
Yeah, we could
have. My mom doesn't even know who you are.
Yeah, she could have.
Yeah, why didn't you bring us?
Shouldn't she know who you are?
What do you mean? These are your best friends.
I definitely can't pull up with him.
It's whatever.
I'm not hiding you. It's just, you understand.
Yeah, but you've been to a wedding? Lydia's wedding.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you were on your little suit phase.
Yeah.
Well, bro, we just...
That was weird.
You guys have to kiss now.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that too. We all have to kiss now.
Anyway. Quick.
Wait, why?
Get in on this.
Wait, why do you guys have to kiss? Wait, why do you guys have to kiss?
Why'd you say get in on this, dude?
I know, what
just,
the hell?
It's just been a magnificent moment.
We were saying the same things at the same time.
All right, but overall, how does it feel now that you've aired it out?
I mean, it feels the same. I've been hitting on him the whole time. Nothing.
But now you can be like, babe.
I call him Jeremy.
Wait, do you guys have pet names for each other?
Yeah, we do.
What do you call him?
Sometimes Jer Bear.
Jer Bear.
Jer Bear, or like, I call him
That's
Baby.
That's my
babe.
Nickname for him.
Okay, relax.
I called him Jer Bear.
Relax,
first.
Brother.
I call her Private Esther. I'm like, Private Esther! Get up!
Wait, do I say at ease? No, I'm private. That means I'm lower.
Yeah, you're lower.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm the captain.
Do you actually call her Private?
Private Esther? No.
What do you call her?
I just mommy. Call her, yeah, Mommy.
Mommy? Is your choice of...
My brother, yeah. Just another me.
Yeah.
Hey,
the
do you
funniest...
Think, what are you going to say?
When he forgets his wallet, he's like, Mommy.
When he forgets his what?
No, he does this joke. Uh-huh. He does this joke where I pay for him and he like hugs me from the back. And he says, I know your number. Boat? I know your debit card number.
I'll do that in public.
And I'd be like, fuck, then get the fuck out of here.
He's like, did you forget your PIN?
Yeah,
I got it.
He does that all the time in front of people.
The bill comes and I'm like, babe, your card.
And he does this.
Where's your card?
He does this as a joke, but like in front of everybody.
It's so
and I'm
funny.
Just like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
We be joking.
He jokes a lot.
Nah, I feel like that is the dynamic here.
Yeah. We both joke.
Broke boy, sugar mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But soon,
my boy up.
Yeah, soon I'll be
sugar
daddy.
I believe in you.
I believe
keep
you.
Buying nectar, please. Please.
Hey, if you guys like Esther and you want her to have a good life with her husband, go to HEB, go to Ralph's.
If we sell 1 million boxes, you're all invited to the wedding.
Hey, y'all should plug your shit now, though.
It's a brand new year, and with this brand new year, you should be thinking about your health and not having hangovers. 2024, there's no reason you should have hangovers anymore. So this is Super Recovery, my anti-hangover supplement. It uses completely natural, well-researched ingredients.
doctor formulated to stop every part of your hangover, not just things like your headache or hydration. That's a very small part of it. The big part is that you get poison in your liver called acetaldehyde, and our main active ingredient, DHM, helps you process that out 5 times faster. Everyone here can attest.
100%.
It works. It works.
Everyone, that's why we have a lot of 5-star reviews. Go check it out. I'm not lying. TikTok shop, Amazon, my website, everywhere.
Who you gonna trust? Some bozo that's like, oh yeah, look what I formulated, or a guy who's a fucking you're an alcoholic. Going out three nights a week. I've been drinking.
I'm not going out three nights a week.
Recently,
no,
but no. I wish you would.
Yeah, I don't go. I go out only when I have to.
He doesn't go out a lot.
I used to. Anyways, still, wait, this is not a fucking intervention right now. I'm sorry, I'm plugging my business.
My bad.
You are an alcoholic.
But anyways, yeah, who you gonna trust? A nerd in a lab coat who went to school for 8 years? Lame. I hire those guys to formulate this. I didn't even give what I was going to say, or the alcoholic, but I'm trying to defeat the case. So, yeah, anyways, I've worked in alcohol in my life, but yet I'm smart enough to know I have to hire professionals. So we worked closely with a team of doctors to make this recipe works. And it's good for you. It's all natural. Anyways, all natural. Hit the link down there if you want to try it out. And there's a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you fucking, for some reason, buy every work of the devil, you wake up still not feeling noticeably better, then just hit us up and we'll give you your money back.
Oh.
Disclaimer, there is a point of no return.
Yeah, if you're just going to get absolutely blacked out and you're throwing up. That's the funniest part is when people are like puking, it's like I can see the pills in your puke right there. Shit, it's not going to work.
It's kind of gross.
But yeah.
Yep.
So don't throw up. And don't drink to the point of throwing up. That's just bad for you.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of like a jingle I could come in with. Nectar Hard Seltzer. Just real quick, we are now launching the new pack. And by the time you hear this, we should be now in Hawaii, California, Texas, Washington. Go to the store locator, buy it. And if you're sick of all that old, boring hard seltzer, lime, grapefruit, mango with that weird aftertaste, we've cured it. Also, you guys gave us the feedback. You wanted bolder and sweeter, and so that's what we did. So go out and get the new pack. And just a hint, I think because it's January, I can slowly announce this. We have a whole brand new innovation coming. Brand new innovation. It's not going to be a hard seltzer. So if you want to be alerted about that, join the number. It's in the description. Go find a box. And also, what I need is your help. Anytime you see a store shelf out of stock, take a photo, send it to the number. Tell me the address of the store. You got to make sure that you talk to an employee and they confirm that there's nothing in the back or it's not in the store. Sometimes they put it around a different part of the store. And if that is confirmed, I will send you some stickers, some rare Nectar stickers. Look. These cute little stickers.
They're all right.
I'll send some to you. Welcome back to everybody's segment.
What? Everybody's segment?
Sorry, everybody's favorite segment.
This guy forgot how to speak English.
Welcome back to everybody's favorite segment,
Dollar Store Therapy.
Now we're going to do that again.
No. Just keep it moving.
If you're a guy, if you're talking to a guy.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's explain the segment real fast. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So these are questions submitted from our audience, and you're talking to the 4 smartest people in the entire world. So nobody's smarter than us, and we're going to give you some very cheap advice. If you're... Question number 1.
Oh, wait. Also, if you're on our exclusive bonus content platform, we prioritize your questions there first. So, just know. That's where you go if you want us to answer your questions for certain.
Okay, question number 1. If you're talking to a guy and they ask you if you want to have a threesome with their guy best friend, does that mean they're not serious about you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, how did he say?
Because it sounds like with each other.
Yeah. So it's a guy and a guy.
Yeah, two
and
his
guy best friend.
It's a guy. Bro. No.
Yeah. It's a guy asking the girl.
Yep.
About want to have a threesome with me and my friend. That's like
my guy friend, right?
Yeah.
That's like me finding someone I want to date, but then being like,
"Yo, do you
want to? You want Wu Talk to fuck you
with me there too? Yeah. Fucking you?
That's crazy.
You want to fuck my boy Wu Talk with me?
Sorry, little silly gooses. We did not mean to hold that secret for very long, but there was reasons why we had to. So please forgive us.
Anyways, If you guys want to watch Jeremy and Esther's date, where everyone on the exclusive content have already known that they're dating because we revealed it already.
Weeks ago.
So, ha, you're late because you don't like to support our show. So you can still do that right now under the Influence.show and watch them go on a date.
Are these sold out by now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you missed out, join the... We need to make like an email list.
Yeah, something like that. Don't worry about it. Let's just wait.
But in the next coming year or this year, we're going to be doing 4 capsule collections, all limited drops. Be ready. This was a limited drop. We only made 400. Brando designed them. They're amazing.
Beautiful.
Yes.
All righty, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wish Jeremy and Esther good luck now that they're now a public couple. And yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, we're Under the Influence, and if you're enjoying our clips and you want to see the full episodes, you can go to our website. We have them all linked to every audio streaming platform and YouTube. If you like, comment, and subscribe over there, it really helps us out. Please, we haven't paid the rent in months.
If you're looking for us or any of the guests, we always tag them.
Also, if you have any topics or questions you want to ask us, go to our website or text this number on the screen.
If you're feeling thirsty, drink
Nectar Hard Seltzer.
Delicious Asian flavors and no weird aftertaste. We ship to 45 states. Use code UTI15 at checkout on our website for 15% off your first box.
And if you want some of the best bartending tools money can buy, you can use the same code UTI15 on barchemistry.com for 15% off. Thank you guys for your support. We really appreciate it. And if you leave mean comments, please stop. They really hurt our feelings. But if you don't, we love you.